Today is the first day of fall, the autumnal equinox, and that means birds are running into their annual troubles as they head south. Commentator Julie Zickafoos is a naturalist, and she says she finds wild birds in need of help everywhere she goes, even in downtown Chicago.
It's fall migration time. Songbirds are pouring out of Canada on the way to their tropical wintering grounds. They fly through field, forest, and treacherous city alike, headed south. I'm just about as out of place in the city as a warbler. I've grown used to the music of crickets, the slow track of clouds across the Appalachian sky. But from time to time, just like a migrating bird, I find myself in a foreign wilderness of metal, concrete, and glass. In Chicago for work recently, I left my hotel before the city woke up to do some window shopping before breakfast. And I was flabbergasted to find stranded migrant warblers everywhere, sitting dazed on the sidewalks of these concrete canyons. Other people out on that quiet Sunday morning didn't seem to notice this phenomenon. They stepped over the tiny birds as they would discarded candy wrappers. I scurried around, trying to catch the weakened ones, all thoughts of fancy coffee and pastries banished by the birds' predicament. What in the world was going on? Warblers migrate under cover of darkness, using the stars to navigate. The weather the night before was damp and foggy, so the birds' guiding stars were obscured. Disoriented and weary, the birds circled Chicago's brightly lit skyscrapers and towers. As many as 100 million migrating birds perish from exhaustion beneath such structures each year, circling until they fall. I saw a tiny yellow-throat warbler being blown about in the backdraft of a city bus and sprinted into the intersection to pick it up. He was exhausted but unhurt, his eyes bright and defiant in a black bandit mask. Smiling, I slipped the little bird into a buttoned coat pocket, pulled my city map out of another, and walked to the nearest bus stop. I decided to find my way to the Magic Hedge in Montrose Harbor Park on Lake Michigan's south shore. Named by birders who gather to gawk at the birds it attracts, the Magic Hedge is nothing special botanically. It's a long line of scrubby privet and some native saplings. But it's situated in a park, and it's the first natural cover that southbound migrant birds hit after flying the length of Lake Michigan. I got off the bus, cradling the small, trembling bulge in my coat pocket, and made my way to the lakefront shrubbery. I barely got my button undone before the little yellowthroat slipped out and dove into the greenery. The Magic Hedge delights birds and birders alike, year in and year out. 315 species have been recorded in this unprepossessing park. A simple planting, doubtless intended merely as a windbreak, has saved hordes of migrant birds. The tiny bird that blinked back at me from my cupped hands was trying to make it to his wintering grounds in Central America. Given a clear, starry night and a fighting chance, he might just have gotten there. I'd like to live in a world where magic hedges are planted on purpose, where we think about migrating birds before we light up the night.
Commentator Julie Zickafoos is at home on an 80-acre nature preserve in southeast Ohio, where she draws, paints, and writes about birds. She's the author of Letters from Eden.